So you enter the building, and I'm going to ask you, what is your impression, Harriet?
It looks extremely clean.
Extremely is a good word. As you look around...
Hugh McCann practically glows with pride as he shows off the main Bridgeport facility of his company, Identification Products.
Oh, we make custom labels, nameplates, decals, graphic overlays, control panels, things that go onto or into other products that are manufactured around the world.
His business is innovative and successful, but like many other business owners, he's bothered by one of the consequences of that success.
When we make a profit, at the end of the year, there's a tax event, and the taxes on my profits are 46%.
McCann has a different idea about what he would like to do with the money, instead of seeing such a big chunk of it go to the government.
We'd like to be able to husband or put away those profits, those excess profits, into a qualified plan, into a local community bank, to be earmarked and invested back into the community.
In other words, he'd like a tax-advantaged account where he could save the money he earns for future use in his business. And if that sounds familiar, you're right. The concept is pretty similar to the personal accounts many of us use for retirement.
It's like an IRA. You put money away for future investment in yourself, in the case of an IRA, or into your factory and your people in the case of an MRA.
The MRA, or Manufacturing Reinvestment Account, is actually now a reality, at least in Connecticut. The state version allows qualified companies to put away savings without paying state income tax, but there are strict rules about what they can then use the money for.
For capital, for plant expansion, or for job training.
That's Jameson Scott, the owner of Air Handling Systems in Woodbridge. He pioneered the setting up of the MRA in Connecticut. The legislation creating the original account program was passed by the legislature in 2010, but it was small in scope and the idea didn't catch on.
When it was initially introduced, it was only a 50% reduction on the state income tax, and at that point, it really was not worth it. That was the bottom line.
And in fact, no companies signed up. Scott has worked in the years since to get the program revised, and this session he succeeded. Now the state MRA allows companies to exempt their savings from state income tax altogether. They can save up to $100,000 a year for 5 years. Any company that maxed out its MRA would see a tax saving of more than $30,000. It also allows companies with up to 150 employees to sign up. Scott says the timing for this revision couldn't be better.
Manufacturing is rebounding, regrowing, and there is a manufacturing renaissance, so there's a lot of manufacturing activity going on nationwide, and I think we are certainly leading that effort here in the state of Connecticut.
And its proponents see this state as just the trial balloon for an idea they believe has national potential. The state of Pennsylvania is already working towards its own version of the MRA, and members of the Connecticut delegation have introduced federal legislation. Hugh McCann believes that's where the real multiplier effect will happen.
This is how you grow jobs, is through business people having a great reason to invest back into their community with money that they earn. And if you do it with the big boys, there's trillions of dollars that could potentially be brought back into the United States of America, and we could take off like crazy.
The push for a national bill has been slow going so far, but Connecticut manufacturers hope a growing appetite in the nation's capital, both for tax reform and for promotion of manufacturing, will mean their time has come. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.